Aleisho, Chelek Alef, Shin Yud Alef, Ois Yud Zain. Kiryas Yamsuf, Bemitzrayim Etzba Eloikim, Beyamsuf Hayad Agedela. So the Makos Mitzrayim are characterized as the finger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but on Yamsuf, Hayad Agedela, the hand. Lehoyroiz Keiz Galuz Beyamsuf Aysa Befoyal Hagamur. The revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yamsuf was complete, Befoyal, complete actualization, openness. Nigla bayom ki gibor milchama. Rashi comments at the beginning of Aseret Dibros that at the Sea HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself as a warrior. B'chayim hayom yomiim, kashe afilu lagadol shebagdolim lirois bechush el yonusoy shel hakoach ruchani v'af yonusoy shel hakoach hagashmi. In day-to-day life, it is difficult even for the greatest of the great to see tangibly the superiority of spiritual power and the nothingness of the physical. B'yamsuf ru beviru hagamur. Yamsuf, they saw that with total clarity. Ze eili, in Shiras Hayam, Chazal comment, ro'asa shifcha alayam mashelo ra'a Yechezkel ben Buzi miyamav. Even the simplest person at the sea saw what the great prophet Yechezkel did not see. V'chi yesh davar yoseh gadol mima'aseh merkava shera'a Yechezkel. What exactly did they see that he didn't see? He saw ma'aseh merkava. Ela shehu ra'a yisah bin vu'a ba'ilam elyon. The answer is that Yechezkel saw what he saw in nevu'a. It was a vision of the supreme world. Hashifcha al hayam rasa isa kan. What the maidservant saw, she saw here. Teva hayam nefach leofchoy. The nature of the sea is completely transformed. It's no longer behaving as a liquid. Chel paroi nishbar lirsisim. The army of paroi broke into smithereens. Uvneis elachol v'yabasha b'soch hayam. Bao lesichoy ad choytman, as the Midrash says, they walked into the sea all the way to the nostrils, the az nikra lohem, then it tore, split, ben asulem asara nisim, 10 miracles were done. In short, nizgala lohem ha'ilam ruchani besecha lohem agashmi. What they saw in which Yechezkel did not see is the revelation of the spiritual within this physical world. Hikifa uysam ha'ashgacha ilina ad lehafli. They were surrounded by divine providence. That's where they earned that level. They now reached this status of Am Yisrael Amushrash Belokus Lo'il Me'ad, forever to be rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they saw that the spiritual world is not this remote and abstract realm, but rather in this world, when Yumushrashim Belokus, and they became rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amdu alamitos atzmam. That's where they recognize their true selves also. Ze'ili ve'anvehu ani vehu. I and he. He'ese atzmi kemo yisoy lidabek mitrachav. They saw that the whole purpose over here is to emphasize and nurture and develop their nature, which is so similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, and to follow his ways. They reached their true selves when they found themselves in the neighborhood of their Creator. All of this did not become clear through abstract idealizations. They saw it tangibly. It brought them to singing. As we say in the davening, in the morning, tremendous joy. It is such an event that we learn from it. Tichias Hameisim, it's one of the hints to Tichias Hameisim. Lo yasharas hanefesh, not the mere survival of the soul after death. Shitiv yisup shuta, which is a much simpler truth to understand and to commit oneself to. Ela hasharas haguf v'nischiyosei. What they learned is the eternity of the body. Ki ma'amad kaze, such an event, ur'iyah chushis kaze, such a tangible vision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yitachnu ele baguf kadosh ad netzach, only possible if the body is also destined to live in holiness forever. Perek Yudches, Beshiras Hayam Anoisad Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was founded with Shiras Hayam. Ze'ili ve'anvehu, another pshat, evneloi mikdash. That's how Onklos translates, a commitment to build Beis HaMikdash. Nochista vechasdecha amzugu alto, you led with your chesed, this nation that you redeemed. Nehalta ve'ozzecha el nevei kochecha, you led them to your holy abode. Reference to Beis Hamikdash. Tevi'eimoi vesito'eimoi behar mechalosecha, machoin leshivtecha po'alto, Hashem mikedash, Hashem koinonu yodecha. Says the author, Bischilas Hashira, at the beginning of Shira Siyam, Be'emtza'isa, in its middle, Uvasayf, and at the end. Im hakaras ze'eli, corresponding to these levels of recognition of it, ze'eli, with a demonstrative pronoun, ze, which Chazal always say connotes something demonstrable, something close and tangible. And then even higher, micha moicha, and finally, Hashem imlech l'olam v'etz, so the three commitments to build the Beis HaMikdash correspond to these hakaris. Nimshecha hakara el tech beis Hashem. This was all naturally drawn to this concept of beis Hashem, ki zeu inyan beis HaMikdash. The concept of beis HaMikdash is achdusoi shel ha'olam ha'nistayim ha'olam ha'nigle, the unity of the hidden spiritual world with the revealed physical world. Hanichnas leveis hamikdash hamiskashel avchin im oydenu al aretz oim nisala el hashamayim v'chayim chayisei. A person who enters beis hamikdash would find it difficult to discern if he's still on earth or if he's reached, if he's ascended to heaven while still alive. Ki beis hamikdash is achadu shamayim v'aretz. Beis hamikdash is a place where heaven and earth combine, they join, they fuse. That's really the true, the natural level, the native level of Am Yisrael. Eloi'ah alei oholeihem, God upon their tents. The most supreme spiritual experiences in the context of day-to-day life. Ve'eile divrei haramban besiyum sefer bereishis. That's how he concludes his commentary in Bereishis. Uchshiyatzu mimitzrayim, when they left Mitzrayim, afal pi sheyatzu mibeis avodim, even though they left bondage and slavery, they were still considered to be exiles. It's only when they came to Har Sinai Mishkan and they built the base of the Mishkan. The Shava Kadosh Baruch Hu Vishkais Shenosei Beinahem, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu placed his divine presence among them. Az Shavu El Ma'alos Avosam, at that point they regained the level of the forefathers. What was that level? She said Eloi'ah Alei Oholehem. This idea of God among their tents, v'heim hem merkava. At that point, Bnei Yisrael became the merkava, Hashem's chariot. Ve'az nechshavu gulim. That was the geula. That's the way when they're considered truly redeemed. Es hayesoid lemishkan hinichu b'yamsuf. The foundation of the Mishkan is laid at Yamsuf. V'sham zachud edagasam anitzchis. That's where they earned their eternal level. Nehiu mushrashim be'eloyikus. They are rooted in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'giul amitus etzmam. They reached and perceived the true natures, the true selves, as new geulim, and at that point they become redeemed. Shirah chadasha shibechu geulim, as we say in Shacharis. Ad kan.